And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk it up. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mesa, and Corey Sandin.
And hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Hot Rick Max and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. And it really is the world headquarters down here today.
Yeah, right.
Busy San Diego landings this morning, right in the hub of sport fishing in Southern California with Mr. Doug Kern, the hub of fishing tackle here in Southern California from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Having a great time talking one of the favorite subjects of Let's Talk Hookup, and that is tackle.
No doubt, oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, this is great. We're having a great time doing it, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the second hour, lots of time to get your tackle questions answered by the man, no doubt. Nobody knows tackle like the tackle guru, Doug Kern. 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is the number. Or text the show. We've got a bunch of great texts and lots of time for that, too. Text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. And shoot your questions into us. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go on a shopping spree at Fisherman's Landing Tackle because you're getting a $50 gift card. Going to be a great show.
Yeah. And, hey, as promised, with a big announcement, Mr. Dale Hightower from Seaguar. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy 4th of July, and congratulations, Rick.
Thanks, buddy, very much.
Thanks, Dale. Thanks for taking out time on your 4th of July to make this big. Of course, Seaguar, we're very proud to represent Seaguar here on Let's Talk Hookup as our fluorocarbon guys. And Dale's been such an instrumental guy in Let's Talk Hookup for many, many, many years. And so what is this big announcement, Dale?
Well, you know, it was a few years ago we introduced our premium product, which was Gold Label. And as you guys know, we only introduced it up to 40 pound. And lucky for us that year, it was a finesse bite. So that 30 and 40 pound Gold Label fluorocarbon, which is double structured, ultra thin, extra tough, and actually extra abrasion resistant too. Well, you guys have been asking for it, and right now, in transit to all the tackle shops, including Fisherman's Landing, is it in 50, 60, and 80 pound, and will be in the shop.
Yep.
50, 60, and 80 pound Gold Label Seaguar.
Oh, couldn't
huge.
Come at a better time.
Oh, my God. I know.
How did you guys figure your timing out so well?
I know. Yeah.
Well, I have to, you know, I wish I had some credit for it, but I did have some influence. We were going to introduce it at ICAST later this month and ship it later this fall. And I just talked to the guys. I go, you're missing out on just the sales that we're going to have of it and the need for that product this year. So they got their pen sharp and got that into production back this spring. And they promised to have it by July, and they came through.
Man, that's so cool. That's so cool, Dale.
You know, Gold Label, if you haven't used it, that 40-pound, 30-pound, 25, 20, whatever it is the strongest, thinnest fluorocarbon, period. There is nothing like it, and it fishes so amazingly well. Adding these 50, 60, and 80, it's a game changer.
I've always been a Blue Label guy because I like diameter. Give me big diameter no matter what. I don't care. Just give me the rope, and I'll be the first one to say, like, I had some disbelief in that 40 pound gold because it was just, in my opinion, it was just too skinny. There's no way this is going to hold up. It's not big enough. And we did that the Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Polaris to Guadalupe, and that was part of our goal. We were lucky enough that there was three guys from the tackle store all went, and that was kind of like our testing ground mission is, let's fish a line that's too light, you know, 40-pound test on big tuna. And we had fish that were 50 to 140 pounds, and that stuff is awesome. I mean, you want to talk about passing the test with flying colors, fish that should not have been landed on 40-pound, pulling too hard, and just it is awesome. And now to have it in big fish line,
oh boy,
game changer.
Yeah. And,
well,
and you know, with this big kind of finicky bluefin, too.
Exactly.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Abrasion resistance, getting the bite. It couldn't be any better timing.
And I tell everybody, we're talking about this fly line bite on these blue, and the gold label's been, you know, unbelievable, like you said, but only to 40 pounds. So now with 50, 60, and 80, it's really going to be a game changer for me, and I hope a bunch of other people, where you're going to have, you know, this heavier outfit set up for that fly line bite. You know, when I'm fishing the jigs and stuff, I'm still going to fish blue label. But what I'm talking about, when you're talking about these fly line, finicky bluefin bites,
small
gold
hooks.
Small. It's a game changer.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited about it. It should be hitting the shops like this week, Doug. This is in transit.
Yeah, I got the invoice last week, so I knew it was on its way. Yeah. It takes about 4 days to get here, so probably, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Monday they don't deliver, but Tuesday or Wednesday, I would imagine we'd have it in the shop.
Oh, okay. Man, that's going to be so sweet.
Yeah. So what? Give us a real quick rundown of what the advantage of a Seaguar Gold label is.
Well, you know, everybody loved Flora Premier because it was limp and smaller diameter for, you know, that fly line bite. But, it, you know, obviously blue label has always been, you know, that, like Rick said, it's thicker, it's tougher. So I tell everybody it's got the characteristics of Premier, which we like, which is that smaller diameter, high break strength. But it's got this, you know, it's got this blue label characteristic. It's a harder fluorocarbon without being stiff. So I always tell everybody, if you like had, you know, two superheroes, Wonder Woman, Superman, had a child, and it's a super child, it's definitely gold label. It's got the characteristics of both Flora Premier and blue label, but the next level. So
and what is it? 20% smaller diameter.
Yeah, you know, I think it's relevant to the size, but it's definitely smaller, and it's still not as stiff as blue label,
right.
But it's got that abrasion resistant, like Rick's talking about.
And unbelievable.
It's the best product that Seaguar's ever made. Even as much as we like Tatsu for freshwater, it's a grade above Tatsu, even.
It's a grade above Tatsu, which is holy mackerel.
But it's, you know, it's that hard finish, too. I think that's what, you know, when Rick's talking about fishing big fish, you know, I've landed some, you know, really beautiful, great fish that shouldn't have been landed on normal, like 30 and 40 pound.
Nice.
So it's going to be a game changer for sure on this live bait bite here in Southern California.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Dale. Good job getting it out here for us here in July. And watch for it in your local tackle store. Seaguar Gold Label 50, 60, and 80. Stock up on it.
It's funny. We were begging you for 50, 60, and 80 when it came out. So now that we got that, when do we officially start begging you for 100, 130, and maybe some 300 for making flyer leaders? Like, so we're officially putting in the beginning of the begging list for that, Dale.
You're behind on that. I already put it in.
Okay.
gotta make it to at least 130. You know, if we had 100 and 130, you know, when you start getting in that really big stuff for the kite, the blue label's still the way to go.
Yep. Blue label still reigns supreme.
No question.
That's what we use for our rigging.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Thanks, Dale. So, appreciate it. Congratulations, Seaguar, the best.
That's awesome news, man.
All right.
Appreciate
Thanks, guys. Have a nice sport.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Same to you.
All right. Hey, with that, let's find out what's going on the water. Our fishdope.com report is ready with the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, sponsored by Anza Knives. They're handcrafting knives in the USA for the last three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from a high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com. For more details and get that Fish Pro Series available now at Fisherman's Processing. We got Dave Hansen on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Doug, Rick. Hey, what a happy 4th of July. Congratulations, Rick. Big. There's nothing better than being a parent.
Oh.
It is pretty spectacular, man.
Thanks, buddy.
But,
we're really excited.
I just got a call right before I went with you guys from one of my clients, Pat Lyons, and his family, Sarah, John, Mike, Andy, Steven. They're all sitting in front of Red Bluff over at Catalina, wide open barracuda. It's full speed, as fast as you can get your line in the water, all that big fish, 6 to 8 pound barracuda, right this second at Red Bluff at Catalina. All you want, barracuda for the Lyons family for 4th of July. But hey, the big thing that I think is really spectacular is what happened the other day on the New Loanne. We got an albacore. We got barracuda in the mix. Now we got the sand bass in the mix. Are we thinking we're actually going to have a normal coastal year. I know the offshore fishing is insane. The offshore fishing is insane, but how spectacular would it be if that sand bass came in? I mean, I saw some pretty good counts yesterday for the San Diego boats and also for the San Pedro boats. So I can't believe that strip between Newport and Oceanside has to be bare of that sand bass and barracuda. It's got to be somewhere around there. They got to start looking hard. That stuff's got to be there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's great news, buddy.
I think it's insane. This is the first time we've been talking about barracuda and sand bass in a long time. And then an albacore.
Yeah. There is so much life in the ocean right now. I mean,
I talked to Jack Webster two nights ago. He's down here with Pete Grosbeck. They're taking the boat home, and he was telling me that there's a very good chance you're going to see some of that longfin here in the next month below there.
All right. So. Well, he's the man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
We like that. Well, Dave, of course, fishdope.com, if you've been paying attention to it, Danny and the boys over there have all the information that you need on fishdope.com. If you're not a subscriber, you need to be. Fishdope.com has everything. The fish charts, the daily reports, everything you need to go fishing. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, what's really cool is you're all listening to Doug and Rick today, and I have a beautiful tour of their store. If you've never been to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, go to my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check out the tour. Rick gives you a full tour of the store, and then he shows you how to tie a bunch of cool knots at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I will check in with you guys next week. I can't even imagine what's going to happen this week with the beautiful weather.
Getting pretty excited.
Oh, my
God.
Good weather, good morning.
Hang on.
Fish are biting. It's going to be a serious one.
Game on. All right,
yeah,
Dave.
It'll
Thanks,
be fun
Dave.
Next week to talk. See you guys.
Yeah, all right. Talk to you next week, next Sunday. Appreciate that very much. Hey, phones are packed, Rick, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to John. John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, sir. I was dropping off one of the dickheads. Yes, I am. I'm here.
All right.
Are you guys there?
Good morning, buddy.
What's your question, John?
Hey, well, I just got off back-to-back 8 days with the on the Royal Polaris, but first off, I wanted to congratulate Rick and Dallas that, you know, what the boy or girl, twins, whatever you guys have, man, that they're going to have so much fun growing up with, you, with the two of you and doing everything that you guys love to do. We were down to the ridge. We got to spend a couple days down there. Had some good grouper fishing, good yellowtail fishing, just, you know, good ridge fishing altogether. Came back up and worked around the bluefin, real finicky. The boats that did well fished 20 to 25 pound and took casualties, but put numbers on the boat. And so if you wanted to get bit, you know, you need to fish that gold label and, you know, give you the best chance. But had a great time, as always, on the Royal Polaris, and just wanted to give you guys a fish report.
Well, that's really great. Thanks for that report. I watched you guys unload this morning, but I had to get over here to the show, and it looked like a very legit, beautiful, I mean, the grouper and the yellowtail, and then to throw the bluefin into the mix, just looked like you guys had a great time in there, and thanks for the update on the light line thing, because that hasn't really been a thing, last year it certainly was, and now it looks like we're going into that phase again, so small hooks, light line, fluorocarbon.
That's it.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, John. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about John doing back-to-back 8 days? He did an 8-day swap of his clothes, hung out for a little bit, and then jumped right back on the boat and went again for the next 8 days.
Summertime 16-day
trip. Hard man.
Nice job, John. Thanks for the call.
Great. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. Well, first, we got a really fun text that came through. This one says, Doug, I love the modified flat falls that you guys sell and the leaders. I got a question. How long will a 200-pound leader last?
Well, being that it is a mission critical thing, if you feel one nick on that, I mean, as much as I hate to say it, they're not cheap, but it's probably the cheapest piece of gear between you and that fish. So you can certainly, you know, catch multiple fish on it, but once you start feeling abrasion and nicks, and this is just me, the reality is you can probably catch 10 bluefin on that leader, but it's just not something that I'm willing to risk. If I start feeling abrasion on there, I'm just going to replace it. And, you know, I guess it sounds like a tackle guy trying to sell tackle, but it's not the case. It's like our marlin fishing. When we hook a marlin and there's a bill mark on that leader, we replace it after one fish. It'd probably catch 10 more fish, but there are just so few chances to get that nice fish that I tend to err on the side of caution with
that
particular
thing. Don't take
that
chance.
Nope, that's right.
Just better. I mean, you feel a nick on your line, just replace
it. That'd be the worst thing to happen is, you know, you put it back out there four or five times, and then finally you hook your fish of a lifetime, and, it's in the circle, and it goes away, and you just be bummed, you know?
That's something that we've done that's been hugely popular, those leaders. And we really didn't do it for any reason other than just kind of hopefully as a hookup to our customers. You know, buying a spool of 200 or a coil of 200-pound fluorocarbon, it's expensive.
It's $125 for some of these.
Yeah, getting a spool of 20 pounds, no big deal when you're dropping $20. But when you're talking 200-pound, the material cost is a lot. Like Doug says, well over $100. And so that's just a tough expense to justify when you need 3 feet at a time.
Right.
And so we just do that for a guy. We make we just make pre-made 200-pound leaders that are already just crimped and ready for your flat fall with a heavy-duty swivel on one end, an ultra-heavy-duty split ring on the other end that's already crimped up with chafe gear and burned in all the right things, to do the big fish thing. So you can just walk up, grab one in the counter, only pay a few bucks, instead of having to buy $120 worth of material, and then you can just split ring it with a heavy-duty split ring right onto the jig, and away you go, ready to fish.
Yeah, they're really cool. And you can make them yourself, but like you
totally
said,
you can. Yeah.
But if you only need one or two, it's way better to just buy the pre-made.
Yeah, if you've got a charter group with 25 guys and you've got some time and know how to do it properly, it might make
Doesn't
some sense. But yeah.
Yeah. Hey, great. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Brad from San Clemente says he plans to come down to Fisherman's Landing next week, and we hate to talk about this, but he has a question about the parking situation. We should address the parking because it's a legitimate thing. Do you have any? You guys have to park every day to go to work, and it's not easy, right?
I'm just going to tell you this. This landing's been here since 1965. Parking's been an issue the entire time, but yet all these boats get out and people somehow manage to find a parking place. Obviously, we've got 270 spots right in front of the building here, and then out on Harbor Drive, there's another 170 spots that are within, 100 yards of the landing. Then across the street is what we call the Westies lot or the overflow lot, another 175 spaces there. And then just throughout the neighborhood, there's, street parking, 72-hour parking. If you happen to be on a multi-day trip, we have permits that you can put in your vehicle that'll go longer than the 72 hours. And there's a lot of turnover, so like this morning, it's been like JFK Airport here with boats. So you just got to be patient, wait for one of these boats to come in. 25 guys leave, 25 spaces open up, and
Find a parking
spot. So the only thing that I would suggest is make sure not to get here at the last minute. If you're going on a day and a half trip that departs at 8 o'clock, if you can pull it off, get down here at 5 o'clock, enjoy the afternoon, Point Loma Seafoods, and don't stress over your parking place. You'll get one, but it's just going to take, we just have to have the mindset of I'm not going to freak out, I'm just going to get there early, and one will come up.
Yep. The other thing that I think was so nice when the new building got built and, realizing that people, that's a thing, is rather than freaking out to, I got to have a spot, front row right in front of it, utilize the kind of community locker that we have now at the landing. So you can go into the ticket office, let them know, hey, I'm gonna drop all my stuff off and go get a parking spot. We have a locker that's set aside just for guys in that scenario. They can put their stuff in it, lock it up. The key stays with the guys in the landing. You can drop your stuff off, or especially if you're solo. If obviously you've got a bud, he can just, watch the gear. But you can drop it off, put it in the locker, then drive up Harbor Drive or go into the neighborhood or go to the Westies lot or whatever. You're not worried about carting your stuff back and forth. Come back, grab the key, unload it in a dock cart, and away you go.
Easy.
Take all the hassle out of it.
Yep.
I think what people don't realize is back in the 80s and 90s when it was albacore fishing, these boats didn't have limited loads. Yeah. They had 50, 60, 80, 100 people on the boats. We had over 1,000 people going through here. I even remember in the El Nino of 83, 1,500 people at times. And and now the capacity of our day to day and a half fleet is somewhere around 500. Plus half day boats and three quarter day boats and full day, but still the number of people coming down here is actually less than it used to be. So you'll get a place.
All right.
No doubt. Good text.
Good. That's good one. Yeah, it has to be addressed because it's the reality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Yeah, you guys get a place every day, so somehow it works. Right?
Somehow it works. Yeah.
Trust me, we don't have an
assigned filler
spot. We just, we go to the...
Well, some of us.
Yeah. the reality is we usually don't even look inside the lot. Like you said, the turnaround happens every day. The boats go in, the boats go out, but we just park in the 72-hour lot. We park across the street. It's the beauty of it is all of this external parking, it's still all within a block of the landing. We don't even bother. We just grab a spot and go every day.
Most of our employees have skateboards.
Well, look who's on the line. Bart Hall. Good morning,
hey,
Bart.
Hey, what's up, Bart?
Pete?
Bart, you there? How you doing?
Good. I always listen when you're on the show because I love hearing you. But the most important thing today is Rick.
Yep.
Rick, how are you? I'll tell you what great news that is. I remember I used to live next door to my father, and I was a musician, and I woke up one day and I said, I don't want to do this anymore because of my wife and my children. And I walked next door and tapped him on the shoulder at 6 in the morning, and he didn't like to get up early. And he said, Dad, I need a job. And from that, I never looked back. And you think you're excited now, but you don't know how this is going to change your life in such a positive way. I'm so happy for you at Dallas. I'm just excited. So
that's awesome,
I just wanted to call and let you know that.
That means a lot to me, Bart. I really appreciate it. We feel the same. We can't believe it, and we're so excited to be parents. And that's very nice of you to say, buddy. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm really excited. This is really good news.
All right, Bart. Well,
got it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Nice to hear
from you. Good to hear your voice.
All right. For
Take
sure.
Care,
thanks, Bart.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
They're packed. Rich and Camarillo is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Happy 4 to all, and congratulations, Rick. I've got a couple of questions. One, I got a trip coming up on the Liberty next Wednesday. I'm not sure how to set up my 25-pound. Would I be okay going top shot 25-pound mono and 25-pound fluoro to that, or can I get away with 40-pound and 25-pound fluoro connection?
No, I wouldn't do that. If it's truly your 25-pound outfit, it's not the fluorocarbon that's going to make the bait present itself well. It's actually the monofilament, because when you have 30, 40, 50, 100 feet of line in the water, and that sardine's trying to swim, he's pulling 40 pound, which is almost impossible, where the 25, he can swim more naturally. So if conditions call for 25 pound test, you're best going with 25 mono to 25 fluorocarbon. The only time that we really change it up is on the super heavy stuff for the big fish. We might have, 80 pound either fluorocarbon or either spectra or mono. We might put a 200-pound leader on there because of the abrasion resistance. But in other cases, probably going to match your fluorocarbon to your monofilament. And so that's going to be your finesse fly line outfit. Go 25 to 25.
Okay.
Good call.
It's a good one. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Patrick G., our good buddy, is on the line. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
What's up, Patrick?
Great.
We're
now,
good.
You just stepped off back-to-back trips of epic proportions, and the one this morning you just stepped off of was on the Independence, right?
Well, it was more than back-to-back. It started out with a four-day on the XL, a day between, then two-day on the Liberty with all those big fish and
the Tuna Wars.
Tuna War guys, and got in from there around 7 and got back up here to the house, picked my brother up, and another 8 more rods and reels, and went right back down on the Independence on a 3-day.
That's so rad.
Wow.
Right on, Pat. That's
so
rad.
I talked to you this morning about it. I said, you've got to call in this report that you had, because you had some pretty amazing fishing and on an amazing boat, too.
Yeah, we did. At the Independence, I tell you, for an old guy like me where you get a sit-down shower with a wand, they've got some neat stuff, like rod storage. 9-footers, 10-footers go anywhere because they tilt outward. You know, the guys really thought about it. And things like when you walk into the galley, there's no steps. Every boat I've ever been on has steps. This one doesn't. That, and then let me see what else here. Engine rooms, not you don't think much about it, but when you're sitting in the back of a boat, there's always noise from an engine room. They don't have that on this boat. The engine room door is like a military Navy door. It's around the side. So it's very comfortable on the back of the boat when guys are just hanging out and talking. But, yeah, we did have some good fishing. We scouted around like everybody else, and then yesterday was our final day, and we put a thumping on them. Mostly that 25 to 50 pound fish. I think jackpot was 55, something like that this morning, but, singing the same tune, all 25 pound test, 25 pound fluoro, small hooks, you know, number two hook, couple of the Brian, the co-captain was fishing a number four and hooking and handing. So,
those J hooks, just, Patrick?
He was fishing J hooks and I was, but some guys are fishing little circles. But yeah, on the almost smaller fish, you can sometimes get away with the J hook. However, my brother hooked four in a row and lost four in a row. They took his hook. So yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, getting it out in the chum line, in the bite line, and fish boiling everywhere and just trying to make it happen.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they're biting and a couple of different areas of fish. You fished that big fish on the Liberty the trip before, and you were just to the west here, and then down south for that smaller grade fish down there, right? Totally different area.
Yeah, I got to credit Taro because, you know, last year we lost on total weight. I think we caught twice as many fish on the Liberty last year, that 50 to 80 pound stuff. So this year he did his homework and got us in the zone, and we had some really big fish, you know, 250 plus boiling in front of us, and just couldn't get those to bite. But we did get, I think it was two over 200, and we had six or seven from 170 to 190.
Oh my.
So, crazy. You know, they're, yeah, great grade. So, yeah, we're pretty happy that we're able to win that on the Liberty this year. And then totally different trip. Didn't break out anything heavier than 40 on this particular trip. And I'm glad I brought a couple of 25 pound outfits, smaller reels that you could cast well. And like Doug said, some guys are using bigger reels and stepping down to 25 pound fluoro. That works, but it doesn't work nearly as well as a smaller outfit you can lob cast or underhand cast out to the chum line to get bit. So,
yeah. Let's talk for a minute about that, because the rod and reel setup is pretty important for that, because you've got light line, big fish. Do you need a rod that's a little more forgiving, Doug?
Well, I mean, Patrick was just on the water, and so he can throw his 2 cents worth in. But, you know, something with a fairly lighter tip, but you still need some backbone because you're catching a tuna that might be 40 or 50 pounds.
Yeah.
So, a lighter tip will allow you to throw the bait without flinging it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about anybody else, but I prefer for that kind of fishing a little bit of mono top shot, because you're using small hooks, and straight specters sometimes will rip the hook out of their mouth. What do you think, Patrick?
Yeah, I use at least 50-yard top shot, a pink Andy. Everybody laughs at me. I'm my pink Andy, but it's been my go-to for 40 years. But, yeah, the key there, like anything else, is if the side, either side is open, doing that lob cast as far back as you can get it, so that bait doesn't have, like if a guy drops in, and that bait's got to swim 30 yards out to where they're 40 yards to where they're boiling, by then he's wore out. So if you can get him out there, you've got a much better chance of having that hot bait getting bit. And I'm using all 9-foot rods, and I got my butt kicked a couple of times. And fortunately, my brother had my 30-pound two-speed outfit. That's only an old guy's outfit, but when you get a 50-pounder on 25, You need that two-speed.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, people talk about that all the time, you know, in terms of, you know, Talica 10 two-speeds and Talica 8 two-speeds and things like that. And, you know, people just go, you don't need a two-speed at 30 pounds. And sure, you're right. In a high percentage of scenarios, you don't. But in this one that Patrick's talking about where you're needing to fish 25 and 30-pound line to hook a 50-pound tuna, and sometimes those things are sneaking up to 70 and 80 pounds, not having that low gear is just, it's a tremendous amount of effort that you need to put out. You know, where if you've got the right rod that's still soft enough to cast a bait, but it's got some lift, and you can put that thing on the rail and bury the rod tip down with low gear, like you're gonna kill that fish with good gear, where you're really gonna struggle if it's not matched right.
Yeah, and that Talica 10, love that reel for that application.
Well, that's
huge.
That's the reel.
Yeah, and Cadillac.
And you know, with Spectre now, you can even go down to a Talica 8 if you wanted to. You know, if the fish are 25, 30 pounds.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Patrick, great report. Thanks a lot for that. Big kudos to the Independents. Man, I've been on that boat. That
so
thing is
nice.
Amazing. Mark and Paul just built that thing so custom, and we don't get to talk enough about what an amazing rig that is. So thanks, Patrick, for the report, and what's next?
Well, we've got another 3-day here on the Independents in 3 days.
If
we didn't get them,
wild, man.
If we didn't get them this go around, we're going to get them that go around. So after that, my brother heads home, and hopefully I can fill up a couple coolers full of tuna for him.
I'm sure you can. Yeah. Hey, Patrick, congratulations on a great trip. Have a good next one for sure. Appreciate it.
Happy Independence Day, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Patrick. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. We're having a great time and taking your phone calls at 213-432-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood fire pizza oven. Check out our website, cedrosislandfishingcharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call 760-913-9035.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Kalsar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Kalsar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Kalsar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hi. Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Talk Hookup, having a great time here this morning, talking tackle with the guru, Doug Kern of Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you want to get through, shoot us a call, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, some great texts coming through, some great calls, and let's go ahead and read one text here. Happy 4th, and everyone, congratulations. Rick in Dallas, I've used the RP knot for a long time, was shown the FG knot by the RP and by one of the deckhands, was told it's better on a bigger line size. What is your knot for 80 to 100 pound fluoro? And that's Scott from El Segundo. Good question.
Well, I've never done the FP knot. But
FG knot.
FG. Well, see, I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
But on just about every pound test and every size fish, that RP knot seems to be kind of the go-to, easy to tie, fairly small, and very reliable. So it's the old adage, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
But
what do you think, Rick?
I'm the same. An FG knot is a great knot. It's very skinny, and an FG is tied over a single strand of fluoro, where like an RP knot, it's two strands. You know, you make the loop and you do your wraps, where an FG knot is basically, hard to describe, but it's almost braided or looped over,
yeah,
and then under a single strand. So when it's all cinched down, you only have the diameter of one piece of line instead of two. So it makes for a very skinny knot. The downside to the FG knot is it is easy to mess it up. And
yeah,
if your knot is tied in correctly,
it's not easy to tie.
It's not, you know. So
yeah,
there's a lot to be said about both. An FG knot tied correctly is a fantastic, super low profile, easy to cast knot. But it's tougher to tie, and I always say that, you know, it doesn't matter how fancy your knot is, if you tie it wrong, it's going to fail every time, and there's a lot to be said about a very simplistic connection, and that's one of the reasons I do like an RP knot.
Yeah.
I tie it for just about everything. I would say I tie an RP knot to 100 pound and below, and then anything above 100 pound, I'm usually Sato crimping.
And that's just
my personal one.
Yeah.
And I try to stay up on everything in the tackle store with you. Every kind of connection you could think about, and if it's me on my own tackle, I still tie an RP knot.
Now, what about the Tony Pena knot?
Another great one. I don't feel that it's any stronger. You know, for me, I have never in my life ever had a properly tied RP knot fail, and I like how skinny it is. I love the Tony Pena knot. I think it's just another great one.
Yeah.
And if that's like for you, if you have that same confidence in that knot as I have in the RP knot, that's what you should be tying.
Because
you know that you're tying it correctly. It's a great knot. It's strong.
And
but,
relatively easy to tie.
Yeah, totally. It is.
And so here's I've been playing with both of those knots because I love the RP knot or the John Collins knot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been tying the Tony Pena knot a little bit, and here's why. As you know, the RP knot, the fluorocarbon faces out. And so when you have that knot within your guide, so in other words, outside of your guides, if you don't cut that tag end short enough, sometimes it gets hung up a little bit. With the Tony Pena knot, it's reversed. It's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of a conical shape going out of your guide, so a little easier to cast out of your guides. That's just kind of my personal idea there. Most of my knots are going to be outside of my guides. I just tie a short piece of fluorocarbon
mm-hmm.
on. But if I'm going to tie a knot that I have a little longer top shot on, if I'm not using the Sato crimp, that's kind of what I've been going to.
I think that's great.
Yeah. But just another idea. Just everybody has their own deal.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, wind on leaders too are a big thing. I mean, casts right through the guides, and you know, almost impossible to mess up.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. We don't. I mean, we an RP knot for me is so fast that that's what I like to tie, and that's absolutely what I tie for myself. But you know, with this days, if you got hollow A spectra on your reel and you've got some time and you're doing it ahead of time, hey, you can just run your fluorocarbon right inside of your main line, a couple of nail knots and some tack glue, a little Sato crimp, you know, you name it. There's lots of great insert-style connections that have no knot, you know, that you don't even see it going through the guide.
And
you know?
It's super simple.
Totally.
Yeah, very simple. That Sato crimp system is really
good. I love it. Yeah, we use it all the time. We use it everywhere. I mean, that is our big line connection at Fisherman's Lining Tackle. We have all the faith in the world in it. And the reason we have the faith in it is because our long-range boats tell us that. You know, that's...
Yeah.
We have the unique advantage of, you know, where big fish happens literally ties up in our backyard.
Right.
So we get the advantage of hearing from the Royal Polaris, the Royal Star, the, you know, the Shogun, the XL, all those guys. And we get to know firsthand what works and doesn't. And overwhelmingly, that Sato crimp is accepted as the big fish, fast, great connection.
Yeah. So if you want to learn either the Tony Pena knot or the John Collins RP knot from John Collins, it's on our YouTube channel. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show YouTube channel. You can link that on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Look for the little icons on the top. Click the red YouTube channel. And it's a great demonstration
really
on both of those knots.
And maybe get some pointers to Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. That's right. Captain John Collins is going to be here next Sunday, we'll get maybe he'll tie new knots for us.
He's always got something. Yeah. That guy is just
always has something.
So good at what he does, and he's always got another trick. I always love it when John comes on.
For sure.
Little piece of tidbit of info where you're like, okay, I got that. I can do that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Sid in Irvine is up next on the Talk Hookup. Sid, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Congratulations, Ricky. Hey, quick two questions. I have a Tranx 400, and I'm looking for a rod to match it. And I'm looking for a dedicated spinning popper setup. You got any suggestions?
There's no laughing.
You're not going to get any laughing from us on that one. So, well, that Tranx 400 is one of the best pieces of equipment literally ever made. You can go from calico bass fishing to, you know, light yellowtail fishing to light tuna fishing and kelp patties and Dorado. And it just does a lot of stuff. And so it depends on what you're going to use the reel for. But you could go with a, call it a cork trigger handled inshore style rod. Or you could go with a traditional saltwater rod. Got to have a reel seat unless you want to buy a Tiburon aftermarket clamp, which works well on the cork or the shrink tube type handles. But, you know, it's a casting reel, so you're probably going to end up around 8 feet. The Terramar series is a great series for that. Depending on what pound test line you're going to put on there, you know, the medium heavy or the heavy with the cork trigger handle or with the traditional shrink tube handle. So it really will depend a little bit on your situation, but... You know, 8 feet, a little heavier line, maybe you go with the heavy rod. If you're going a little lighter line, you know, you could go down to that, you know, the medium heavy. The medium gets pretty darn light to where you'd go down to a 300 size reel. But those two actions with either of the butt assemblies would be great or equivalent with the many other manufacturers out there. But it's an inshore style, skinny blank, lightweight. Able to catch, you know, calicos to school-sized tuna and other pelagics.
All right. Very good. Hope that answers your questions. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. And maybe throw in just real fast the spinner combo
thing. Yeah.
Just because
that's
you know, it's a real thing now.
Freudian slip. I forgot the spinning outfit.
Yeah, I bet you did.
So you did say poppers. I would try to, you know, if you're going the little bit bigger poppers for the bigger fish, you obviously want to stay with the higher quality reels, which, you know, Stella is the pinnacle of that, but the Twin Power, Saragossa are very high quality reels. And for the bigger fish, probably that 18,000 size is a real good size, but you go, you know, a 14, an 18, a 20, something like that. And then, you know, if it's lighter, smaller stuff for, you know, maybe those 50 pounders, 60 pounders, you know, you might go with an 8,000 or, you know, probably an 8,000 or a 10,000 size, something like that. And then a little bit of length to your rod. Certainly the Shimano rods, the Osea is the Gucci high-powered one, but the Grappler is the same actions as the Osea, and a little bit lesser money, like in that $300 to $400 range. And also, you know, other manufacturers make great rods as well. But
now, do you have spinning outfits in stock?
Oh, tons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you can get them.
Yeah. We had, I'll bet we had 30 or 40 spinning reels come in this week. And,
okay.
Shimano. And also some rods. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Shimano came out with a series last year called the Grappler, and I really like it. It is, it's kind of like what Speedmaster is to the Talikas. Okay. You know, it's the lesser expensive version of the crazy high-end one. That's what Grappler is to those, like, Osea full throttles. Like, you know, to do tuna on spinning gear has become very doable, but it's not cheap. You know, you got it. You always had, you know, you had to buy the highest of end stuff to make it doable. Shimano's found a way to start to really bring that down. You can get a Saragossa, which is a saltwater built quality, you know, big fish spinning reel that's in the $200-ish range, $200 to $300, depending on what size. And now you can get a Grappler that's in that same money, you know, that $329, $339. You
so
can get
for
yourself
$600 a nice outfit,
a very capable of taking a 75, 80, 100 pound fish.
Absolutely.
on spinning outfit.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't need to necessarily be an $1,100 Stella anymore.
Yeah, the best Stella with an Osea was a $2,000 outfit by the time you got your line on there.
Yeah. All right, good. Good question. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, let's jump right back into him and talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great 4th of July show. It's just awesome. You know, I've got 3 points, Rick, and I hope I can get all three in here. Real quick, congratulations to you in Dallas. Rick, I've heard you talk about your father, your sister, and I know your and your mother, and your love for family. And Rick, the good Lord put certain people on this earth to be parents, and I think you and Dallas are top of that selection. So
that's very nice, buddy. I can't wait to see Dallas be a mom. She was made for it.
Yeah.
But anyway, to buckle up that seatbelt for the roller coaster ride of parenthood.
You think it's going to cut into a fishing time there, Jim?
No, you know, I got that hip going right now. But let me get through these other 2 points real quick. The tackle shop at Fisherman's Landing, top of the line. You got Brett. All of the employees, every one I have encountered, they're kind of a reflection of Rick and Doug in that they don't try to sell you the most important product. They give you the top of the line, the middle. They'll say, hey, this product will be good enough. And, you know, it's great dealing with salesmen like that. So anyway, great shop you guys got there. But the third point I got to make is Friends of Rollo. What a great show that was Sunday. I took 5 family members. And we loved it. My 8-year-old granddaughter took pictures with the tuna guys and my 20-year-old grandson, his girlfriend, my son, 42. Anyway, took 5 family members. It was great. I heard you guys mention it, but I didn't hear you mention Jeff Coyote from he did the sushi from Sushi Roll.
Oh, Jeff Roble, yeah. Yeah, it's sushi on a roll.
You know,
Jeff's the best.
Oh, so.
Yeah, that was, Jeff was serving up some great sushi.
Oh, my God, it is the best.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
And Jeff is such a giver to Rollo. I mean, he did all that out of donation and just did a fantastic job there at that event. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the man, no doubt.
Jeff Roberto, yeah. For sure. Great guy. Sushi on a Roll. They have a great – Sushi on a Roll also has a great place for private parties down in National City now, too.
Oh, cool.
So
wow.
If you want to put together a private party, Sushi on a Roll, check it out.
God.
Yeah, he's got a great place there that you can have your own special sushi party.
That's awesome.
That's
cool.
And thanks,
really cool.
Thanks for the nice words, Jim.
Yeah,
that meant a lot.
Jim.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing coming their way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one anyone does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is at Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of loads. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com. For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assisted hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Welcome back. Let's talk hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winner of that $50 shopping spree via Fisherman's Landing Tackle gift card is going to Ed in Mira Mesa. Ed, congratulations. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to having you come down and get some new gear.
Yeah, there you go, Ed. All right, congratulations. And Doug, never enough time to talk about tackle.
Fastest 2 hours on radio.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. And, of course, you guys, we talk about the difficulty in getting tackle, but you guys have plenty.
Yeah, we've hung in there pretty tough considering the tough times, and we'll just continue to work it and hope for the best, you know.
And here's the cool thing, too, is you have the right gear.
Yes.
So, because you're on the pulse of what's going on a daily basis, because that's what's coming in and out of the shop. The captain's shop there, they tell you what's working. I need this, I need that, so you know what to get.
Well, the radio will ring at 11 o'clock in the morning. Hey, we just found a new batch of fish. It's a different size. They're biting this way. So midway through the day, we know how to react, and you know, we spread the word through the crew. If there's something we need to get, we get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're definitely on the pulse, like you say.
You know what it is. So if you want to know what's going on, head down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And so if somebody's going on a day and a half trip tonight.
Yep.
One more time, give a quick rundown on what they need.
A variety, because you could have a 25-pounder, you could have a 200-pounder, you need a 25-pound outfit, or maybe 30 at the most for your fly line, finesse rig. You need somewhere in that two-speed, you know, 40, 50-pound range, and then you need at least one heavy one, like an 80-pound or 100-pound, but preferably fill in the gaps between those as well. If you have it, bring multiples, because you can tie a bait hook on one and a jig on the other. If you have, you know, a failure, then you can grab the other one. And then hooks, a variety from like size 2 up to size 4.
Right.
Bring a variety of jigs, cold snipers, flat falls, knife jigs. Bring your fluorocarbon to match everything up. Bring 6 and 8 ounce sinkers for dropping down on a sinker rig. Just have a variety of the right stuff. Make sure to check in with the boys at the tackle store at night, and in case something changes, or there's a recommendation that, you know, you hadn't thought of.
So what's you're Patrick talking about J hooks versus circle hooks for this lighter line bluefin. What is Doug Kern going to tie on?
Well, it depends on how small the hook is, but I sometimes will use a J hook if the bait. It's hard to get your circle hook around the nose of a sardine, and you can damage the bait. So if finesse is everything, sometimes that really sharp little J hook works pretty darn well.
All right. Great, Doug. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. Thanks to JP and Adam for all they do and all the help there. And thanks a lot to all of you out there. And happy 4th of July to everybody. Hope you have a great time. Go down and see Rick and Doug down at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. It's right next to Fisherman's Landing. It's actually in Fisherman's Landing.
It is.
So go check out it. And we'll be back next Saturday. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing will be here to talk about all the great stuff. And next Sunday, the Knot Guru himself, Captain John Collins, will be here. Thanks for listening today. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Be safe. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.